The United Arab Emirates is known for its fantastical projects, the tallest building in the world, man-made islands, indoor ski slopes. More recently, the country has expressed aspirations that are literally outlandish. The UAE now has a space program, and it wants to send a probe to Mars by 2021. The ruler of Dubai made the announcement in Arabic back in 2014. So, how are they doing? The world's Shirin Jafari traveled to the UAE and found out.
Outside the Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center in Dubai, construction workers are busy putting up a giant satellite dish. It's dusty and loud. Just a couple of years ago, there was nothing here. But today, this is a place where one of UAE's most ambitious projects could become a reality. It's the place that could put this country on the global space scene.
Mars is a mysterious planet that has always fascinated people on Earth. We still have plenty of unanswered questions.
That's the voice of an Emirati engineer who's working on UAE's Mars mission program. It's from a promotional video released by the Space Center. Here's the idea. The UAE wants to make an unmanned probe from scratch, fly it into space so it can orbit Mars and transmit back data. It wants to do this by 2021, the year that marks its 50th anniversary of becoming a country. A guy takes me to the lab. First order of business, clean shoes. She tells me to walk around on a sticky mat, which gets the dust off of my shoes. More rules. I can't take any photos or go into the more sensitive areas of the lab. But I can watch from behind glass windows.
These are our engineers here.
Scientists and engineers in blue lab coats are working on a piece of hardware. Behind them are large monitors with maps, charts, and data. Omran Sharaf manages the project here.
So what we'll be going to doing, we'll be studying the Martian atmosphere. We're going to be studying the relationship between the lower and the higher level of the atmosphere. We'll be providing a global view of Mars at different times of the day, at different seasons.
Why Mars?
Well, if you look at Mars, it's one of the planets that scientists believe that billions of years ago used to look like Earth. And something went wrong, and it lost its atmosphere, and it turned into a dead planet. So for the scientific community, it's something that we really like to understand, what happened there. The other thing is, like, there's a lot of things that you're going to use for Mars, maybe a better understanding of Mars will make you even better understand your planet, our planet, Earth, in a better way.
This is a pretty ambitious project. The UAE, a country not even 50 years old, with a nascent space program, is joining the international race to Mars.
Let's be very honest. Mars is difficult. We've never been to Mars. There's a lot of challenges.
Challenges that even sometimes the more experienced countries haven't been able to overcome. Since the 1960s, the US, Russia, Japan, India, and the European Union have tried their hands at missions to Mars. More than half of those missions have failed. So far, the US has been pretty successful.
Touchdown confirmed. We're safe on Mars.
The Mars Curiosity rover was its last experiment. It landed on the red planet back in 2012. NASA is planning another mission for 2020. And who can forget Elon Musk and his dream of sending humans to Mars and colonizing it? The UAE's plan, though, is a lot more modest. The probe will only orbit Mars, not land on it. Also, it won't be carrying any humans. Even so, there are skeptics who say this Arab nation won't be able to pull this off in such a short time. Sharaf shrugs it off. He says he and his team are staying positive. Plus, he says they've partnered up with a couple of American universities who can help them out. In fact, Sharaf himself studied in the U.S.
I have to say I miss those days. You know, it was a really, really good time. It was tough. Engineering was never easy to learn. However, it was really nice to spend time in a different country, learn about different cultures.
Sharaf says even if the mission doesn't succeed, there's a bigger point to UAE's Mars mission, and that is to inspire young Arabs to get involved in math, science, and technology.
When I was in college, people used to ask me, what is your dream? And I was like, I would really like to work on a space program one day, you know. At that time, the UAE didn't really have a space program when it comes to actually the R&D side. You know, we had space assets, but we procured those systems. We didn't develop them. So by the time I graduated, I didn't think that's going to happen. And all of a sudden, you know, this opportunity comes up. I'm like, wow. So people, when they say, like, dream big and don't let things stop you from dreaming, at that time, I was like, okay, this is actually so true, you know.
So far, Sharaf and his team have made good progress. But a lot will come down to the launch day.
Come launch day, what will be going through your mind?
I think a lot will be going through my mind. It's like any other launch. You're always like happy, scared, proud, worried, stressed, overwhelmed, you know. And I'm looking forward for that day.
If UAE is successful, it's going to be the first Arab nation to enter Mars exploration. A giant leap for this relatively young country in the Middle East. For the world, Shirin Jafari, United Arab Emirates.